This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Airplane drama in North Carolina. An entire flight had to disembark after a woman refused to get off the plane. This unidentified woman was asked to get off the plane because she was sitting in one of the emergency rows,
okay,
in which you are bestowed some responsibilities.
Yeah, once you sit there, usually the flight attendants, they come over and they just kind of say, are you prepared to help people out in case anything happens?
Her response, allegedly, I'm not going to save anybody. If something happens, I'm going to save myself first. That's like the last person you want sitting in an exit row. So here she is after the fact,
honest,
still arguing with staff and authorities.
That lady came and asked us, we got witnesses, we all agreed. Didn't nobody tell?
That's bring the flight attendant over.
Yeah, because we all agreed and everybody can witness that.
No, I heard originally she was, according to her, obviously, everyone always does that. Whenever someone reacts weird to something that you say, you're like, I was just joking. Apparently, she said, I was just joking about the whole thing, but then it just kept escalating and escalating. And then at some point, like, she was just saying, like, one of them was being racist to her and all this kind of, like, it went down a weird road, apparently.
And that would be so frustrating, especially if you have a connecting flight somewhere and now you're getting off this airplane because somebody is losing it.
I would be so pissed. I remember one time having to get off the plane, it was recent, like, when we went to New Jersey, we had to get off, but it was not because anyone had a meltdown, although some people came close to having a meltdown. It was because there was nowhere for the plane to land and it was running out of gas. It was very strange. So they had to divert the flight because there was some storm stuff going on. It was like there was a lot going on. So we were supposed to land in New York or New Jersey, and they had to divert the plane to Washington, D.C. And we had to land there, get off the plane, wait around. They said, oh, it'll only be a little bit. And then it turned out to be several hours by. And it just sucked. But at least with that, it was for our well-being and our safety. It wasn't because some idiot was arguing with the flight attendants over a quote-unquote joke. I'd be so mad at that person if we all had to get off the plane.
I've never had that experience where somebody was, like, being all unhinged on a plane.
No? Have you ever had to get off a plane?
Not that I can recall.
Yeah.
But there was a time when we were in the air one time.
We're doing the show on a plane. We've never gotten off of it.
We were in the air and a guy went into diabetic shock. And so they had to do the whole, like, anyone on here, you know, I think there was like a firefighter, like a paramedic or something was on the plane that had to go tend to him. But I was like, oh my gosh, someone's going to die on this flight. He ended up being totally fine. I think it's like, you know, I don't know if it's like insulin or food imbalance, whatever it was, but they got him fixed up. But I was
panicking. Did he get a Snickers bar out of it?
Hungry. Why wait?
Right. Do you think that was like a tactic for him to get a free meal?
Oh, no.
I swear, I need a chocolate bar.
It was stressful though.
So someone comes and saves the day like that. All of a sudden, do you then go out of your way to buy that person a drink?
Yeah. Sure.
I would, right? Like you just saved that potentially saved that person's life or at least helped us avoid having to stop somewhere we're not supposed to stop because of this person. What are you drinking? I got you.
And maybe the airline should give him like some wings or something. A little thank you gift, a little appreciation token.
But then my idiot brain will start thinking, well, what if there's another incident? I don't want this guy drunk.
Oh, maybe you want to keep him?
Maybe just like a cheese platter.
Keep his wits about him.
Yeah.
Do you get the cheese platter? Is that your go-to?
Used to be.
Oh, yeah. You don't eat that anymore. Dang it.
It's fine. It's really nothing. Although I heard that they're now starting with Alaska's now starting to put, I think they're starting to have hot meals again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, for a while, they didn't do that.
No, yeah. After the pandemic, they kind of got rid of a lot of things. But now, yeah, I think they're offering burgers now. I don't know if they have any vegan options, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't. They have chips.
They have, you know, they partnered with Evergreens. If you've ever been to Evergreens.
Oh, yeah. The salads?
They do the salads. They do sandwiches from there. It's delicious.
Oh, nice.
That is awesome. Yeah, we've been there before.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rock typically, off. I bring food onto the plane with me. I'm always that person.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah, even when they started, I was like, I don't know if this is a hot take or anything, but most of the food they give you is like, it's not enough and it's trash, if you ask me.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.